we are up to Tav Kuf Pei, the last siman in Hilchas Tainis, and we'll be concluding that. Elu ayamim shiur bem tzaris lavel seinu v'roi lisanos bem. These are the days that tzaris happened to our forefathers, and therefore it is appropriate to fast on them. V'yafal pishim iktsosim b'rish chodesh, even though some of them are in rish chodesh, yesh mishomer, shiyasanubel. Nevertheless, there are those who say you fast then. The Ramah ends off at Tov Shalol Lahashtam B'Rosh Chodesh. The Beis Yosef brings a machlokas. Some hold that it's aser. He comes out that you could if you want to. The Ramah says at least not to fast an entire day. A lot of the poskim say that on Rosh Chodesh just one doesn't fast. And for somebody that is makbid not to fast on Rosh Chodesh, even when it's one of these fast days, if he has his own personal tzara, he should also not fast on Rosh Chodesh. There's a Sefer Chassidim the Mishnah Berurah brings down to fast whenever there's a lunar eclipse. Sivbei, so this is the list of the Tainis, what we call today Tainis Tzadikim. Be'echad b'nisim me'isu b'nei Aaron. On Rosh Chodesh Nisim Nadav Aviyu were nifter. Basara bo on Yud Nisim me'isim Miriam v'nistalek ha-be'er. Bechavov bo meis Yeshua bin Nun, some say it's Chavches. Beyud ba'adr meis Eli Akon ushnebana v'nishba Aron alakim. Beyud be'iyar meis Eli Akon ushnebana v'nishba Aron alakim. That was the churban of Mishkan Shiloh. Bechavches bo Chavches iyar meis Shmuel hanavi. The Mishnah Berurah brings it in Megillas Tainis. It says Chavtes in Eretz Yisrael. The meaning is to go to Kever Shmuel HaNavi and Chavches. B'chav Gimel B'Sivan Bitlu HaBikurim Ilalos to Yerushalayim B'mei Yerovim B'Nevot or Mavatl, bringing up the Bikurim in the days of Yerovim B'Nevot. B'chav Hebo Nereg Rab Shimon Gamliel V'Rab Yishmol V'Rab Chanin Eskan HaKohanim. Chav He Sivan. That was the time of the three of them of the Asar Harigi Malchus. B'chav Zayin Bo Nisra for Rabchanina ben Tragion to say for Torah Imo. Be'echod Ba'av Meis Aron Akoin B'yudches Bo Kova Ner Marovi B'meyachas and Ner Marovi and the menorah, some are goris on Chav Zayin, not Yudches. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down that for those who are machmer, they should fast both of those days. B'yud Zayin be'elul, amesu motziei dibas ha'oretz. This is Yud Zayin. The Beis Yosef says that it was Zayin. What it means is that even though it says that worms came out of their mouth into their stomachs, it didn't happen immediately. Behei betishrei, Mesu Chof Ish Mi Yisrael V'nechbash Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was then arrested. B'zayin bo nigzur gzera lavosenu shiamusu b'cherv rov u'bedevr b'nei maisa ha'egel. Even though those were part of the Yemei Rotzen when Moshe Rabbeinu was up in heaven, nevertheless, there was a gzera that in future generations there would be suffering. Some are goris on the 6th, not the 7th. B'zayin mar cheshvan, ivru enei tzidkiyohu, they blinded tzidkiyohu, v'shachtu banav le'enav, and his children were slaughtered in front of him. B'chav ches b'kislev sorav yo yokim ha-megillah shakar baruch mipi Yirmiyahu, the first edition of the Sefer Eicha was burnt by Yehoyakim then. Now, this is Chav Ches of Kislev, which is Chanukah. So the Mishnah Berurah says that there are different Girsols, and therefore you're better off not fasting on Chanukah over it. B'ches b'teves, nichtava ha-Torah yivonus meitalmei ha-melech v'al-choshech ba'olam gimel yomim. That was when they translated the Torah into yivonus, which was a tragedy. Ubetespo lo noda ezi yatsara shiirbo. The Machaber says he doesn't know what happened on Tes Teves. However, in the Sliches for Asara Beteves, we say that Ezra HaSofer was nifter then. Behei b'shvat meisu askenim shahayu bimei Yehoshua. B'chav gimobo niskapsu kol yisrael shevet ben yamin alin pelekesh begiva. That was the They killed out many from Shevet Binyamin. B'zayin Adar Meis Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalem. And the Mishneh Berurah says that the Minag Yisrael today is to keep that on the first Adar. B'tesbo Nechleku B'Shamay U'Beis Hillel. B'Shamay and B'Shil had their first Machlokis on the 10th of Adar, and that's considered a tragedy. Siv Gimel Yesh Mishomer Shegozu Shu Misanin B'Chol Beis Vehei. There are those who say that there was a gzeirah to fast every Monday and Thursday Al Churban Abayis on the Churban Beis Hamikdash, V'Al HaTorah Shenisrafa on the Sifrei Torah that were burnt, and therefore the Torah went up into the Klipis, V'Al Chilul Hashem Ulasid Lovo Yafkam Hashem L'Sosnu L'Simcha, and people who do not fast should at least daven for all of these things on Monday and Thursday. Some are knowing not to have meat and wine on Monday and Thursday, even the night before. However, in the summer, when you have supper and it's still daylight, you could be makel on Monday and Thursday. You do not have to be matan. There are several fast days that are brought down. One is the Mishneh Berurah brings the Friday of Parshas Chukas, because 20 wagons load of Svarim were burnt in France. And they got a remez from Mishamayim that of Dog Zeres Oraisa, that it was because that's the targum of Zosuch HaSatorah, and they were taught that the Gorim was the fact that it was Erev Shabbos Chukas. Also, during the Gzeres Tachtat in Tavches, two Kehillas were destroyed. Also, Chav Sivan, many are knowing to fast. And Mishneh Berurah brings down Dafka from an 18-year-old boy and a 15-year-old girl in those places where they do have a minhag to fast altogether. And once again, La'osid lavo yafcham Hashem l'sasal l'simcha, which refers to all the different fast days.